Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Solo Travel Chronicles, arriving in Johannesburg. Solo traveling, night bus to Johannesburg. Initially, I was a bit insecure about booking a night bus from Cape Town to Johannesburg, Josie. There had been some highway heists in recent months, and I honestly wasn't sure how safe it was to travel. However, the night bus is the only bus that allows you to arrive in Josie bus station during daytime, something that for me is a safety non-negotiable. Flights were out of the question considering how heavy my luggage was. In the end, I talked to some of my local contacts. Soothed by their reassurance, I went to the neighborhood Checkers, a food store brand, and bought my ticket to Josie. The bus trip, of course, took longer than expected, but overall went well without any hiccups. The travel safety risk of taking the night bus to Johannesburg did make me reflect about my upcoming trips. I many times felt grateful that this journey started in South Africa, a country I have traveled a fair few times before. Soon, however, my three-month visa is up and I'm going to continue my journey onto unknown lands, learn new norms and safety precautions, understand new contexts and gender roles. The thought both excites and exhausts me. At the beginning of this adventure, I did not suspect I was going to be traveling. Rather, I expected to be at a fixed point for an undefined time. I realized that this expectation lives on within me even if my reality now has shifted. I'm going to have to do something about that if this traveling thing is going to work. When I get to the Johannesburg bus station, I manage to negotiate a better taxi price than their standard rate. At first, I'm surprised that they agree to it. That is, until I see the car they expect me to ride in. There's only one window, and it looks like its floor might be touching the ground. I sigh as I sit down next to the only window that works. Remembering the many warnings I've gotten about window-grabbing robberies in Josie, I roll the only window up so that there's only a streak of air coming through and put my backpack between my legs. The ride is quick and smooth and I arrive at my hostel, Curiosity Backpackers, in under 5 minutes. It is a two-floored brick building with a huge balcony framing the upper floor. It is early, but the streets of Mabuneng are already filled with life. Curiosity Backpackers, the gem of Mabuneng. I have spent many weeks at Curiosity Backpackers during the years, but seldom have I taken the time to look at the building from the outside. I get out of the taxi and take a breath as I observe the building, letting all the memories of Josie flow over me. It looks inviting, with its warm, rusty style, fluffy green trees surrounding it, and people from all over the world walking in and out of its bar entrance. It's not its rustic, hip look that makes Curiosity my go-to place whenever I'm in Josie. It's what's on the inside. As I enter the bar area on the bottom floor, a wave of sound hits me. The music is chilled and the conversation's plentiful. It's not even noon and Curiosity's hideout bar is already filled with artists, travelers, tourist guides, and local students. This is why I love this place. The vibe is like no others. It is like a natural meeting point. A cultural melting pot, creating space for connection, live music, and culture. Curiosity's concept has a capacity of making tourism accessible. What I love most about their tours is that they do not hesitate to talk about and explain the more difficult topics. Whether it's about the socioeconomic reality of the large migrant communities that exist in Josie, the gentrification of Mabuneng, the many times destructive effects of tourism, or the political context that propelled one of the many murals in the city, the guides of Curiosity will generously share their knowledge and thoughts. Reunion in Pretoria. The very next day after my arrival, Matambo comes to pick me up. Matambo is one of my friends I'm still in touch with after living in Pietermaritzburg. South Africa back in 2015. I haven't seen him since before COVID, and reuniting now feels surreal. Let's go see Sne, he says and smiles at me. I beam as we hit the highway, realizing my friends are proper grown-ups now with cars and jobs. We can do whatever we want. Sne is another friend from the same PMB era, Pina Marysburg era. She stays in Pretoria nowadays, the capital of South Africa, approximately an hour away from Johannesburg. Before this day, I'd never visited Pretoria, but I had been warned. Nobody parties the way they do in Pretoria. And to my surprise, they were right. The reunion was sweet and intense. I met these beautiful souls when they were in the messy phase of becoming. We were at very different places in our lives then, as they were doing their masters and PhDs and I just finished high school. Despite this, I never felt anything but welcomed by them. Seeing them now, all grown and wholesome, embracing me in my messy phase of becoming, makes me all warm inside. I hope you know how precious you are to me. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Few Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.